official timer, Byron Pearson, is giving notice and going to start. Okay, any agreement, Fritz?
It sounded like everyone in the room was good with continuing it to the 28th and 29th, at least. I will say part of that, I know you'll make your witnesses available, Director. And I've talked to Kent about this, about getting the 30B6 depo of the district. So a lot of this will depend on, I'm sure they'll make a witness available in a timely manner so we can get it done on the 28th and 29th. So part of that depends on their cooperation.
Joel?
Can I ask you to postpone or extend that deadline so I can get hold of Kent Fletcher for the June 2nd?
How much time do you need?
I don't know when he's going to get back.
Well, I can't delay this forever. I mean, everybody is dependent on a schedule through this. What's the next Monday? I don't know that we'll get much done from the 2nd to the 6th. Have it to me by the 6th.
Thank you.
The 6th.
So that gives everybody till the 6th. June. I think that's more time than I wanted to allow.
That's what someone said.
Jay.
I guess as we were recessed and sat here and visited a little bit about the process, and I'm not part of the legal process. It intimidates me. I guess what I'm seeing here is I'm not sure that this hearing will get us to the issue that I think we all face and experience and agree and disagree with each other to the point. I wonder if there's a point for mediation somewhere in this process that everyone in this room can sit down and understand where somebody's coming from. Because, you know, I understand Loy's issue in rotation credit, and I happen to disagree with that right now, but Loy and I can come to terms where we can really agree on rotation credit if we can gain these efficiencies, Director, that was talked about in your order, because the efficiencies are our irrigation water. We have to become efficient in a canal, because if Loy could get his surface water, I don't think he'd call for rotation credit. I think he would irrigate with his surface water and not ask for a rotation credit.
Yeah, but Jay, during haying, he may want to rack up a little credit.
Again, you're talking about four or five different rules. We have to mediate somewhere what we can do and what we can't do. And right now, five different people want to use it five different ways.
Yeah, but Jay, court case and the adjudication is all pretty clear.
I'm not arguing against it, Marks. I don't have an issue with rotation credit if we could get our surface water efficiently and irrigate with it while we have it. Now, see, I start seeing some people shaking their head yes. The Burnett is a great example.
Yes.
80% loss, and they have to rotate into credit five times their flow and then ask for it to even get a flow for a week. If we were efficient, and I'm talking about the irrigation district, if they become efficient in delivering surface water, I think there'd be a lot less demand on rotation credit. I think we could still embrace rotation credit. Like Marks, if he wants to shut off and hay, That's not an issue. The issue I'm taking with it is when you get ready to irrigate it again after your hay crop, if you can get your water delivered to you, why wouldn't you do that?
But the question is what they mean. The question is, would you consider a mediator?
A mediator to the extent that what our issue is. Our common issue is, because I think we all have a common issue, and it's the lack of efficiencies in our delivery system.
Jay, the Sharp and the Squatter, Randy Nelson and I, and Pat Powers, there is no loss in Sharp and Squatter. It's very efficient. Okay, so rotation credit fits it like a glove.
Let me respond, and then I want to say that just as a general warning at this point that we can expand this discussion today into all kinds of issues that will get thrown around, and we could be here all night. I know the high school was in here last night for an all-night lockdown. We could have a repeat here tonight again. So I've got to focus on the narrow issue of what the order determined and the challenges to that order, Jay. I don't object to a mediation process. I frankly look at the meetings that were sponsored by the legislators, and I know there's been some comment about it, but in my opinion, your legislators worked tirelessly, even one of them who's not even in this district, to try to help and mediate and find a solution. And that hasn't happened yet. So I would like to see something happen. I would like to see something happen. I just don't know that it can happen within the time frames that this decision and a hearing, the associated hearing needs to be completed.
And I agree with
time
that.
Frames. So I guess I'll turn around and say I applaud your suggestion, but I don't know that I can tie it to the timelines of this particular proceeding. Okay, so deadlines. Fritz, you have some others you're thinking about?
Well, I would say that anyone who takes a side in this matter needs to put forth their witnesses and at least the documents. The witnesses are going to call them, documents are going to rely on you gave them till the sixth, Director.
Pardon me?
You gave people till the sixth to I would say they have one more week to identify witnesses and documents.
I agree.
Clarify.
Well, so at least with respect to identifying witnesses, and I don't know that I'd impose that same deadline on documents, Fritz, but at least the witnesses that they would rely upon at the hearing. And
Documents that I hope the department has and can make them available to the parties through Derek, and we can get them in some meaningful fashion. I'm sure we can do that, say at least two weeks before the hearing.
Well, in the previous discussions, I committed and Tim Luke committed that we would post, I won't tell you that it's a complete list of documents because some of those may be coming into us. I mean, some of the documents that may come from the irrigation district or others, we may not have in our possession, but we will post everything that we have that we would rely on by the end of next week, right, Tim? I mean, we're talking June 3rd, by June 3rd. So you'll have that out there on the website. You work with Garrick, and I know the two of you worked together before. So we'll try to be as forthcoming as we can be. We will also tell you the witnesses, and I verbally told you two, and you've suggested one more, and I have no objection to Pat Weaver being listed as a witness. So, and making him available.
Whitaker. Another thing, the baseline issue five files are going to be extensive, at least in court. I'm sure you'd be inclined to take judicial notice of the file on baseline issue five.
Yes. I think the information is relevant.
And just for clarification of the record, by taking notice of the judicial file, it's the file, if you go to the court's website, pull up the docket number for basin-wide issue five, and it's everything listed there. That's the scope of what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was looking for that docket number. I couldn't find it. I talked to Diane Delaney, and she said they have boxes on baseline issue five. So...
I don't know the answer. We'll have to figure it out if the court record is that extensive. I mean, one of the problems we have is for both sides. If the record is that large, then the director is responsible for all of it to dig through it, I guess. Although I guess what we're saying is we'll take notice of it, but it doesn't mean we have to rely on it. Does it become part of the entire record? And does it all go up? But there's uncertainty for the parties as well, because
to be sure, you know, we'll go through that file and try to identify relevant documents, such as the recommendation by the department for these very same provisions, some of the minutes discussions that went on, and those kinds of things. Obviously, the order adopting them.
Okay. Why don't you work with Garrick on trying to figure out where those documents are and the limitation.
Wait, Claire, a little clarification. What are we talking about?
Fritz?
Basically, issue five was the designation of general provisions for basin 34, which included these rotation credits. And the court designated that as basin one issue five.
You're talking about the footprints of preliminary order?
No. All matters that went into the rotation credits being decreed as general provisions in District 34 were called Basin 1 Issue 5.
Are you saying Phase 1?
Basin 1 Issue 5.
Basin.
Yeah, in the SRBA court, when somebody would raise an issue that has broader implications than just an individual subcase, but potentially basin-wide issue implications, the court could designate it as a basin-wide issue. So water basin 34 is where we're in. Sorry about that. And so Fritz is just indicating this was the fifth basin-wide issue the court designated was related to the general provisions here, and just one subset of the general provisions dealt with rotation credit. And there were discussions over many years about how the general provision could be recommended, whether it could even be recommended at all, and litigation went up and down throughout the courts related to that. And so that's what Fritz is looking at, is the court record of those proceedings and whether or not that should be brought into this proceeding.
So that's what you're talking about?
It's going to be a lot thicker than that. Yeah. It's going to be boxes.
Copied part.
Director, can I talk about some burden of proof issues as well?
Sure. Look, are we finished with a schedule?
I don't know. Sure people have comments.
Well, let's go back. So I expect the notice of intent to participate and the statement of whether someone supports or challenges the order, that needs to come in by the end of business day at state office, either by email or hard copy of the
end of when? The 6th? 2nd?
Pardon me?
6th.
Yes, okay. On the 6th of June. 1 week later, anybody that files a notice of intent to participate or who is a party
otherwise, so through a petition to intervene or through the request for hearing and those initial requests, any of those individuals or entities needs to file a list of witnesses upon whom they would rely for their position at the hearing. And Fritz, you ask about submittal of documents, and I don't want to force everybody because of the short time frames through a formal discovery process. So maybe what I should do is establish, on the other hand, I don't want to foreclose continued discovery up through, you know, shortly before the hearing. So it seems to me that we ought to have a deadline for submittal of exhibits. And I would, it seems to me the best deadline for that would be the Friday before the hearing of all exhibits that they intend to offer. Now, in between there, can we work out some deadline for submittal of documents either initially? Maybe we can have an initial submittal of documents on the same day, the 13th, as the submittal of witnesses, and then a requirement that the parties continue to augment that submittal over that time period, but I don't know.
Director, in keeping with our tradition of taking depositions during hearings, I don't have any problem with people doing the best they can identifying documents, but at least if we can have an earlier date to make an attempt to identify, in addition to witnesses, documents, and you know, if you want to be loose with the deadlines, that's fine by me.
And that's what I was suggesting, that we establish the 13th as an initial submittal of documents as well, to the best of people's ability or party's ability, that documents that they would intend to present or rely upon at the hearing on the 13th, the same day as the submittal. And then allows flexibility for augmenting or adding to that list as those documents become available. Now, I will also issue an order authorizing discovery and in particular allowing for the taking of depositions, just to ensure that I follow the rules of procedure that require that the director authorize discovery. I don't want it to be an impediment, so we'll issue. And I assume that we can issue the order tomorrow, Garrick and Kimmy, along with a schedule for hearing preparation and for the hearing itself. Okay. Other deadlines? Yes, Seth.
Director, I just have one question. For those who may want to participate as a pro se and elect not to call any witnesses, what process should they prepare for in that occasion?
Well, Seth, if you intended or intend to participate and you file a notice of appearance, so in your disclosures, but you don't intend to call any witnesses.
Correct.
So in your disclosures, then you would say, I'm either supportive of or challenge the order. And then in the list of witnesses, if you don't intend to call anybody else, you would identify yourself as a prospective witness.
Okay.
And then you would be testifying on your own behalf. And then you would also list any documents upon which you would rely upon during your testimony or that you want to offer as an exhibit. That's would be the process. Okay. You wanted to talk about burden of proof.
Director?
Yeah.
It would be helpful if I just went through and summarized what my notes just said on the deadline so we're all on the same page.
Sure.
So for number one, you said you'll issue an order tomorrow authorizing, department will issue an order tomorrow authorizing discovery and setting forth a scheduling order that has then the following dates. So first, a deadline to submit a notice of participation and set that deadline for June 6th in recognition that Kent Fletcher is out of the office right now, give him a little more time. And along with that statement or submission of notice of participation, you're also going to require a statement of support or challenge to the order. And then those two pieces need to be in that filing. And any water user who has a water right with takes advantage or could take advantage of a rotation credit can file that document. Number four then, next on the list then, if anyone files a notice of intent to participate with the additional statement, they need to file a list of witnesses of who they rely upon by June 13th. That's what I have in my notes. Is that what, because you said a week after the June 6th deadline, right. So that's June 13th?
Right, June 13th, and also on June 13th, they'll be required to submit either a list of documents and where they can be found, or submit documents to all of the participants.
Okay.
So that they may rely upon at the hearing.
So a physical document exchange, just not a list of documents, but a physical document.
Well, or list where those documents can be found.
Okay.
There may be some that are, and I'm thinking web-based. If there are documents that are out there and they're extensive, for instance, court documents or whatever, or maybe even in possession of the department, I don't expect that those, for those people who are filing notices of appearance, I would guess that those documents won't be extensive, but I don't know.
Okay.
And of course, we need to amend the notice of hearing.
Right, amend the notice of hearing to the June. We move it to.
And there's also a deadline for submittal of exhibits. And we'll include a requirement that we receive 3 copies of any exhibits. So, 3 to the department.
One issue, Director, is we know these provisions were contained in their general provisions in the decree. So one of the problems I foresee is that water right holders today, or water right holders during the SRBA, are going to come in and say, we don't like rotation credits. I'm going to object to any of that kind of thing because they are stopped from doing that. They have their opportunity. If that's all they're going to object to is rotation credits, they're done. I don't know how they're going to weave in any of their objections otherwise. But to complain about rotation credits now is, you know, just going to be rehashing everything the department went through when based on what issue 5 was decided. And I don't think you want to waste your time doing that. So I don't know if you want to establish parameters. I don't know if you're unwilling to prejudge that now. But if people come in saying you don't like rotation credits, they're done.
If you want to file, Fritz, some sort of motion in limine or some other kind of motion that would, then I guess prompt me to issue some order relating to this particular issue you've raised, that's fine. Otherwise, I'd wait until the hearing, and if you want to object when there's testimony, I'll either allow it to come in or exclude it, one or the other.
Director, that's a very good point. There's several things in the SRBA that are sacred. You can't drill a new well, you can't do this, you can't do that. They're dead issues, okay? And the rotation credit may fall into that category.
File a motion. Okay. Other issues you want to talk about, Fritz or others?
No, thank you, Director.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
The notice to participate in these other notices. The notice of participation and the other notices, did I understand you correctly that you would allow that to be sent to you electronically with a followed-up mailing?
Yes.
If I may ask, what electronic address do you want us to send that to?
I'm trying to think of one in the Bahamas, but I just
Matthew Doc Weaver.
And my address is not the best one to send it to. I will tell you that right now because I'm not a very good keeper of emails. So, Kimmy, do you want to give them your address or Debbie's address? I think that's probably the most reliable email address. So, and I know I'll clutter your email, but that's fine. Why don't you give me your email?
My email address is Kimmy, KIMI.White, @IDWR.IMO.gov.
Director, you'll create a mailing list or certificate of mailing for all this when it's all said and done?
Yes. Yep. Okay. Other matters, Gary, we need to talk about? Anybody else?
Where is it going to be, the hearing?
Here.
Okay. Assuming the building's open.
Yeah, that'll be our concern.
It's summer, so.
We reserved it here for the previous date, so we will have to double tap to check and make sure it's available.
Okay, I want to say a couple of things in closing, just to acknowledge a couple of things. One is, I want to say and just compliment your legislators who are here, and again say I think they've exerted extraordinary efforts to not only to be here today, but to try to mediate and accomplish what Jay Jensen at least suggested. I think there's value in continued discussion, and at least I know in my visiting with them, they're willing. They probably needed a respite after having been in Boise for 3 months, but. I'm not suggesting any kind of schedule for them, but I'm willing to talk to them about furthering those discussions. My participation in them might be limited, again, because of my designation now in a contested case. And I may have to designate somebody else to participate. I also want to tell you that I've dealt with Fritz Hammerly in a number of circumstances, some of them quite contentious. And I congratulate him for his participation today and his demeanor, and I have a lot of respect for him. So thanks, Fritz, for your willingness to be here today and your assistance. I appreciate it. All right. With that, we'll conclude the pre-hearing conference, and we'll move ahead with the schedule that we've identified. Thanks again.